When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, and welcome to The Daily Lowdown, your fix of everything in the world of celebrity, music, and entertainment news. Kim Kardashian has lost a whopping 120,000 followers and counting on social media following the release of Taylor Swift's latest album. On the Tortured Poets department, the pop star released a song titled Thank You Amy that spells out Kim in capital letters and is widely thought to be a diss track directed at the reality star. Lyrics include, and it wasn't a fair fight or a clean kill, each time that Amy stomped across my grave, and then she wrote headlines in the local paper laughing at each baby step I'd take. However, Kim Kardashian has kept quiet on the drama and told talk show host Jimmy Fallon that life is good as she promoted her new series of American Horror Story. All that time you were throwing punches, I was building something, and I couldn't wait to show you it was real. Madonna has been hit by a federal lawsuit after three ticket buyers alleged that she arrived 2 hours late to both of her shows at Washington DC's Capital One Arena in December. According to Rolling Stone, fans Elizabeth Halper Assefi, Mary Conaboy, and Nesta Monte Jr. felt deceived when the pop star didn't make an appearance until 10:30 p.m. on each of her DC dates, resulting in them having to leave early. They also alleged that she maintained a hot and uncomfortable temperature in the venue, plus that she lip-synced much of her performance. The lawsuit also cited several examples of past Madonna tours where she did not arrive on stage at the scheduled time. She may have sung about Becky with the good hair, but Beyoncé's locks are just as impressive. The pop icon shared a behind-the-scenes look at her extensive hair routine on social media, much to the delight of fans, admitting, "Being disruptive and challenging everything people feel should be the process has always been exciting to me. My hair and music seem to do that a lot over the years." Queen Bee also addressed a common misconception about people who wear wigs with her trademark candor.
"The stigma and misconception is that people that wear wigs don't have long and healthy hair. That's some bullshit, because it ain't nobody business. I'll get back to my hair."
Olly Murs has shared emotional details about his friend and former Extra Factor co-host Caroline Flack, who took her own life in February 2020. In an exclusive interview with The Big Issue, the singer confessed he'd love to talk to Caroline again, calling her a special person and special friend, adding that they had an interesting relationship, but it was great. Olly also said, "It's mad because people say they visit you in your dreams. Kaz does that quite frequently, actually. It's lovely when people that pass away do that." And finally, Celine Dion is more determined than ever in her battle with rare neurological disease, stiff person syndrome. Speaking to Vogue France, the award-winning singer confessed, "The way I see it, I have two choices. Either I train like an athlete and work super hard, or I switch off and it's over. I stay at home, listen to my songs, stand in front of my mirror and sing to myself. I've chosen to work with all my body and soul from head to toe with a medical team. I want to be the best I can be." Whilst she was unable to confirm a musical comeback, Celine will share more of her journey in the upcoming Prime Video documentary, I Am Celine Dion.
Love can touch us one time and last for a lifetime.
If you're after more royal content, make sure you check out our other audio series of Right Royal Podcast. The latest episode is all about the new Netflix movie Scoop, which tells the story of the journalists of BBC Newsnight securing the now infamous Prince Andrew interview. Our hosts Emily Andrea and Emmy are joined by former Newsnight producer Sam McAllister, who is played in the movie by Billie Piper, who reveals all about what it was like being in the room while the interview was being filmed and just how she managed to secure the interview.
There's so much going on inside you and you're just trying to keep what I call a resting producer face, where you show zero emotion or anything that's going to kind of like cause a difficulty in the room.
Search a Right Royal Podcast wherever you get your podcast to listen now. And that's your daily lowdown from Hello. Check out our social media channels and hellomagazine.com for more news and updates from your favourite celebrities.